Hallelujah.
Draw me close to you, then we can talk. May God bless you. I welcome you in the presence of the Lord. Holy Spirit is here. Hallelujah. And when you are in the presence of the Lord, and where the presence of the Lord is, there is what? Liberty. So this morning, count yourself. I am liberated. Hallelujah. There's one thing you must master in your life this morning, is that despite all odds, despite all my situation, this morning I'm liberated. Because the Bible says, where the presence of the Lord is, there is what? Liberty. So tell yourself that I have liberty. Tell yourself, it doesn't matter what you go through, what you see, what people say, you tell yourself, because it is written that where the presence of the Lord is, there is what? Liberty. It is written, and nothing can make the word of God impossible. Nothing. There is nothing that can make the word of God impossible. But one thing you must know is that the word of God comes in the moment, and it comes in a time, and this is the moment. And the Bible says, where there is the presence of the Lord, there is what? Liberty. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And liberty for yourself, liberty for your children, liberty for your business, liberty for your future. There is liberty. Shakaburi Bashinda. Let us go. Receive your liberty. Just get closer to God. You can close your eyes. You can lift up your hands. You can stand up. You can just draw closer to Him.
Lay it all down again.
Lay it all down again. Father, forgive us. Forgive me and forgive your church. Oh, Shandarabaturuki, Shandarabayanda.
You are my desire.
Nothing else.
No one else will do. Cause we are the ends of the table. To feel the way. To feel the warmth of your
find my way.
Help me find my way. Bring me back to you. You're all I want. Oh,
you stand there, just say, help me know you are near. Speak to the Lord, Holy Ghost. Father, help me, you are near. Help me to know that I am liberated. Help me to identify myself, I am free. I am free from this bondage. I am free from this familiar spirit. I am free from this carnality. I am free from this spirituality. I am free. Help me to know you are near.
You are my desire.
Oh, happy, happy is you, Father God. Nothing.
No one else will do.
nothing else.
It is you alone, you alone.
Cause nobody else can take because they don't speak their liberty. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This morning, I am searching by the authority of
heaven
to tell you that go home and speak your liberty. Go home. Talk your liberty. Go home. Exercise your liberty. Go home. Walk in your liberty.
That
say the Spirit of the Lord. For the Bible declares, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is what? Liberty. So take this. Greetings to you from the Council of the Church. The entire congregation, by the presence of the worship team, the pastorates, the deacon and deaconess, we greet you on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. South Africans don't buy handkerchief because they send that they don't sweat because they don't work. Hallelujah. If you really work, you will sweat. So learn to buy what? Handkerchief. Okay. Let me give you another one. But next week, buy what? Handkerchief.
splendid and whatever. But South Africa is in a bad sweat because you people don't work. If you want to in the bank, you don't work. When you are in the office, you don't work.
Hallelujah.
But you want money. Okay. What did God told Adam? He said you will sweat before you eat. Because Adam must work. And when you work, you sweat. So if you are really preaching well, you need a towel because you are working for the Lord. So right now you are sweating because you have started working for the Lord. May God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you very much. Oh, you can take it even out. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This morning, immediately after the church, we humbly request all of you. We are going to bury that our young child who just left us. Hallelujah. So immediately after, please pay us extra 1 hour to go to the funeral at Saddlewood. There is a school there called St. George's. We will all go and then commit this boy to the hands of God in grief. Hallelujah. God bless you. Father, thank you this morning for the hour has come that you make us free. Not somebody today, but all of us. Not one of us, but everybody will go home with the liberty of your power. I pray this morning, talk to us. Use us by your utterances and speak to your people. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Send the message for today is the use of power. The use of what?
Power.
And please send this morning this message. If you don't go home and practice, you will never see power for this morning. The use of what? Number one, the use of power is to use power. The use of power is to use what?
Power.
Is it okay? But let us talk about power. Power in the context of the word of God. It is the spirit of God. And it's the same spirit called Holy Spirit. Is it accepted? So in heaven, we are God the Creator, God the Word, and God of power. Is it okay? And when you come to put them into personality, you can say you are giving them personal name. God the Creator is Jehovah. God the Word is Jesus. God the power is Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And in three dimensions, or in the pattern of God, the days of God, God the Creator, is God. But it's gone. The day of God, the Word, is gone. I'm talking about on this earth. The days of God, the power, is here. Is alive. That is why in Paul writing, he didn't say where the Word of God is, there is liberty. He said where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is what?
Liberty.
Because without the Spirit, the Word doesn't work. Without the Spirit, the creating doesn't create. So with the Spirit, you can create a new
life.
You can create health for somebody. We are going to look at it. The use of power. Is it understood? I want you to understand something clearly. The use of power. We have God the Creator, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. But if you don't have the Spirit of Christ in you, all your words you know in the Bible, it doesn't work. In the name of Jesus, go. He said, I will bite you.
Are you with me?
Amen.
Now let us start from here.
Masikale ake mo.
Because of our time, let me start from here, then we'll go to the word.
Masikale ake.
In John chapter 1.
Uyo, anisa shoso kana.
We're talking about the use of what?
Sitete wosigenzo kama.
And the use of power means use power.
Sebenza amandla la.
And the use power means Holy Ghost.
Utusenzo kama jamo.
Is it okay?
Itatile.
Is everybody alive?
Wonge umtuseli.
Okay. Then let us begin from here. John chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. He said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Okay, is it fine? And I want to come to 13:12, 13:14. He wrote something that the Word became flesh and dwell among us. Okay, let us continue. We're trying to define Holy Ghost now. Now we start from the Word. Where there is no Word, you can't find Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost don't come first. The Word comes first. Before Holy Ghost. Hello?
Hi.
The Word always comes first before what? The Spirit
works.
Okay. So, are you ready with John 1? So let us jump to Romans 10:17. Okay. Romans 10:17
says,
he spoke something. Faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Put it there for me. Let us read Romans 10:17. Where does it come from? Somewhere. Okay. 1, 2, 3. So faith comes by from what we hear, and what is heard comes through the message about Christ. Good. So in another manuscript, he said, faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. And the word of God is Christ. That is what this translation says, Christ. So, what is faith? Are you with me? Please. The use of what?
Power.
You know that Christianity, everything we said by faith, do you know that? If you don't have faith, you can't do anything. Okay? But he said faith comes from the word. And the word of what? God. Jesus Christ. Who is the word in John chapter 1? Okay. Let us go to John 6, 63. John chapter 6, 63. John chapter 6, 63. 1, 2, 3. The Spirit is the one who gives life. The flesh does not help. The word that I have spoken to you are spirit and life. Are you getting me now? The words that are spoken to you must first be compared to spirit before you see it in life. Are you with me? Faith comes by hearing the word, and the word of God. So the word faith is Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Amen.
By hearing the word, the presence of Holy Ghost that you receive within you is that you have faith. Use what? So by faith we cast out demons, which is the spirit. But before we say by faith, we must, number one. Let me address this, please. We must have the word of God in us. Are you with us? So those who don't know the word of God, according to the Bible study we had this morning, whatever you hear, because you are not seeing the word of God, there is no faith to empower you. Are you with me? So people say, I'm in the presence of the Lord. You are in the presence of the Lord hearing, but you hear the voice of the devil. Are you with me? 99% of people, when you go to the presence of the Lord and you close your eyes, snake,
Uboni nyoka.
Dead bodies, caskets, accidents.
Songe zito zimbi.
Which things that are not of God.
Isn't just Jesus God.
Because your mind and your brain is not intact in the ways of God. And that is what Bible said in this morning prophecy. Those who sow in the flesh, they will harvest corruption. Are you with me?
Amen.
So if you, Paul also said in Romans, those who have set their minds on the things of the flesh, they do what? They harvest what? Corruption. So when we talk about the things of the flesh, it is the things of the world. When we talk about the things of the spirit, it is things that is governed by the word of God. Are you with me?
Amen.
The Bible says those who have got ears, let them listen to what the spirit of the Lord
is
saying. So, when the Bible studies, I love the Bible studies. We say we don't do this. What, when are we going to say what we do? The law came that don't do. And the grace said, do this to remembrance of me. The grace said, go and do this. But we are still behind time and remembering, don't do this. Don't fornicate. Don't gossip. When are we jumping from the boundary of Old Testament to the New Testament? Are you with me? So the moment we don't have interest and love for the word of God, because for God so loved the world, He loved the world, He gave a word. Are you with me? His only begotten Son is what? So everybody who loves you so much, listen to His words. I'm teaching practical spirituality. People who are demons, if you meet them, listen to their words. Please picture them that these are demons. Do you see that some people say today, you spoil my day? Do you hear that? What did the person do? His actions and his words spoiled your day. So be careful to operate for the devil and be careful to become a demon in somebody's life. Are you with me? Saints, we are no more going to be babies in Christ.
Okay?
We are moving forward. We won't go to conference and become confused anymore. Right. We must go to conference and overtake our possessions. Conference must bring the total conclusion. So, use power. How do you use power? Jesus said in Matthew 28 verse 18 to 20. Are you there? Over, thank you. 1, 2, 3.
Then Jesus came near and said to them, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth.
Why did Jesus declare that? How can Jesus declare all authority has been given to me? John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. And when you continue, there is nothing that was created without the Word. Are you with me?
Amen.
So, the power of Holy Ghost is the Word. But what Holy Ghost does is that He converts the Word to life. Are you with me?
Amen.
So those who don't know Holy Ghost and they know the word only, they see that they push mechanically, but the word doesn't work mechanically. Are you with me? The word doesn't work mechanically. It is worked by the Spirit. And the meaning of spirit is faith. Faith comes by hearing the word of God. So every word of God that you have faith, it will not work. But where the spirit of the Lord is, where there is faith, by the word of God, automatically, it will speak. Are you getting it? So Matthew 28, he said that all authority has given to me. Because all authority is in the way. So let us continue. That's the only verse we are going to read. Continue. So 1, 2, 3. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations,
baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Good. So go therefore and make what? Disciples. Before you use the power, are you with me? Before you use the power, you must first know the purpose of the power. You must first know the source of the power, which we treated last week. Are you with me? Are you with me? The reason why is many people, they use the power, but they don't get anything out of the power. They use it for their own purpose. I can't make you general of South Africa army. Then you are fighting for Ghana army. Who made you general? You will be killed instantly. So those who have got Holy Ghost and the gift of God, who are not using it for the purpose and the source, you could see that they struggle, and when they speak they talk nonsense. False prophecies. False counseling. Things they tell you doesn't come from anything. It's easy to know. I'm teaching you so that you can discern things easily. Please, go and use power. Number one, in the Bible studies, one lady said, you must identify yourself. Number one, are you a disciple? What is a disciple? Those who carry the messages of Jesus and make it life. Okay. So when you are living, I am coming to take the message of Jesus and make it real. If I am preaching, I must take the word of God and make it really visible and understandable. Then whoever work with it, it will work for you. Number one, after all this conference of Holy Ghost and water, do you know you are a disciple of Christ? Ask yourself. If you are a disciple of Jesus Christ, then let me ask you. The whole of Monday up to today, whom do you speak about Jesus? We have met many customers. We meet many people. When in our conversation, we mention even the name of Jesus, identify our stand so that they can locate us and identify us. I will follow you. Are you with me? Who come to you when they are concerned? Who phone you? Who approached you? Are you a disciple of Jesus? If you are not a disciple of Jesus, you will use power wrongly, and I'll show you in the Bible. That is why people try to use power, but they get more themselves into more trouble, because you are not a disciple. So the moment you try, by our Bible studies, the Bible teacher said, then the more you try, the more the demons come. So then if your disciple said, go to all nations and do what? Be a disciple. Teach the word of God. Teaching them and observing everything. Yes, carry on. My time has got 10 minutes. Carry on. And remember that I am with you. Who said I am with you? The man who contained the power set. If indeed you are a disciple, I am with you. The power station said, as far as you are connected to me, and I am with you, whatever you want, I will transmit. You will distribute, and the customer will have supply.
Amen.
Everybody loves ESCO.
Why?
They give life. Because if you read John chapter 1, he said the life of Jesus is the light of the world. The life. So the life of ESCO is to give people light. So everybody loves what?
ESCO.
And they respect ESCO. The same thing, if you love Jesus, you don't need to worry. Many people talk prayer, it's fine. It's fine that you pray. But those who see it well and listen, they don't pray. He teach them, he show them, and they do. When they pray, they intercede and thank him. Hallelujah. Jesus said, not your long prayer cannot
make
it. So go and use what? How will you know you are a healer? When anybody is sick, just make yourself a disciple. Give me, let me pray for this one. In the name of Jesus, be healed. Now, after healing, you don't even wake up. Put the person out. Now you can see that he's waking up.
How are we?
Because you are exercising the authority of the word. Mothers, you are killing your children. Doctors are robbing you. My child is feeling
hot.
Why do you fear death? You make yourself in my lifetime. No child of me will die. You make a covenant and tell the devil, in my lifetime. There was one lady who was discussing something with
me.
Her mother is a Catholic. And he said, one day that the last born was sitting, the child was
sick.
The woman carried the child and carried the child on the head like this. And you walk around. Jesus,
yes.
If my child died, you are stupid. Jesus,
yes.
If this child I'm carrying died, you are a stupid man. And if you are not a stupid man, then do your work. Mommy, is that you? Okay. And the child is talking.
Amen.
Use power.
Sebenzisa amandla.
He didn't speak anywhere. But he went to the source of the word. Even Jesus, I don't know what to say. But in everything, you are here. If this child died, you are a stupid man. Then what do you promise in my name? They
will
heal. I'm not lying.
And
I'm saying what somebody told me.
Whether
he is lying,
no, but we are,
I don't know.
And as
use what?
Power.
Many of us have been sitting there too long. Too long.
Too
good one without using what?
Power.
You are looking for a job. And you know the company you are looking for job. There is a supervisor, there is CEO, there are directors, they are what? When you go only to the what we call reception, and they said you can't see manager, you are stupid, you go. I don't do that. From the secretary book an appointment for me. And the secretary was delayed. I told the secretary that you are stupid to book an appointment for me. And you are telling me that there is no time. If you need that man, mention my name that I want to see that man. And I went to the man, Anthony, how are you? You're welcome, my friend. What I said, I'm coming for favor. You speak the word of favor. What favor can I do? That is the deal of business. So no. It's easy, let me see what I can do. And within a twinkle of an eye, where do you think Holy Ghost is mechanical? Holy Ghost is not what mechanical. The blessing of the Lord make man rich. So find a way where the blessing of the Lord can locate you in your life. Is it okay? Since you were born to use power, it has no identity. Okay? It has no what? Identity, because John 1 verse 12 said that, and 14 said, to become a child of God is not by man what man like. It's not because you were born in somebody's family. We will all not be Jacob Zuma children, but by the power of word of God, we can possess everything we have in South Africa by the Spirit of God. That is what the Bible always said, not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit. The reason why you use power is that not by mechanical power. So the time has come that Paul, you must leave your work and be at present. Where the presence of the Lord is, to locate blessing to your life. Are you with me? It is a good thing that you have done this morning. I am telling you the truth. Go home. You will see many things. You have been liberated. Because you take the presence of the Lord, it takes the Spirit. Most of you have family problems. You have children problems. It is over today. Good news will locate you. Good news. We locate you. Good news. We locate you because we serve the living God. Since, let me read some things to you. The use of power is to increase the church membership. If we say we are truly disciples of God, use of power is to increase the membership. Acts chapter 3, verse 36 to 41. If you read that, I'm not going to read now. You can see that by the use of power in the days of Acts, people were liberated from their corrupt generation. Our background would be changed and the church was increased. So we use power to increase the membership of the kingdom. So if your power is to make someone to leave the church, make someone angry to leave the church, you have located, yes, it's a question mark. And 2012, the power shift will catch you. 2012, the power shift will what? Catch you. Everybody use your power. If you were to use our power, then let us make a mandate. One mandate. One person, one soul.
Hello. Hi.
One person,
one
soul. Is it difficult to win one soul? The whole 2012. Say, talk to me. Is it difficult to win one soul? Okay, from today onwards, let us use power. Go to all nations and make disciples for me. So from today onwards, our slogan is what? One person, one soul. Tell your brother, one person, one soul. One person, one soul. Use power. One person. They are not the soul you come to make a show of. A soul that is up. In the kingdom, the soul when you stand before God, when the days of the Lord, God will say, yes, you are the one who made this man or this man. To win a soul is very simple. Men can win women easily. Women can win men easily. One person. There are many women in this church who want to marry. Where are the men? Women, tell me. Where are the men? The easiest thing is that one person, one soul. Bring him when he's converted, it is yours.
Amen.
Yes. If you convert, it is what? Yours. Nobody claim it.
Because
everybody wants a Christian man to marry, is that so? And you don't win the men. So where are we going to get husbands? Married women. Win souls. Married women. Win souls for yourself. Hallelujah. Convert them in Christ. Bring them to God. To wash them, panic them, spray them. Polish them. Service all the engines and the carburetors and all that. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Hello.
Hi.
Then we have got something.
Sifumene in talking.
There is no brand new man in this world. There is no brand new woman in this world. But when you bring him to Christ and he said, the all is God. Look, all things are new. I've been doing wedding. Any woman that is standing here for wedding, now all the men say, if I know he's beautiful like that, I should have. Oh, you thought he's not beautiful. Somebody made him beautiful today. Somebody made her beautiful today. Then you are saying, if I knew she was
there.
So you want to take one and make them
happy.
One person.
One soul.
So if you haven't got the woman, don't say, I don't want the woman. Go around and look at the woman you want. And bring
her.
But believe me, you cannot wash the person to be clean. Allow Christ to wash the person to be clean. If they are clean, you can present him to the Lord. Men, are you listening? We are starting from next week. If you bring your soul, who do the register for me? Karen, you read the register. Karen, you register. I'll bring you and tell you this is my soul. So every time we don't see that soul, either Pastor Mampa, you bite the soul, or you are eating the soul. Because some people, they don't know how to do a good poultry. When the chicken are coming, they eat the eggs and they finish the chicken. So in Jesus' name, let us go and win what? Please go today and practice. Don't let anything confuse you. Where the word of God is there, liberty. Remember that Jesus has given you power. And he said, I will be with you until the end of the age. When somebody is sick, don't delay. Tell everybody, please get me. God, let me pray for this person. Practice it. And you will see power.
Amandla
would make it life.
As I yenzi bonakale.
Television is just something. the decoder is somewhere. They send a signal through your decoder. And that decoder converts it to what? Even if this is there in the natural, how much more Holy Spirit? Stand up, you are waiting for that.